As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Kim Stevens, the director for Frankfort Main Street. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good today.
Kim, doing okay?
Doing okay.
Beautiful, brisk morning here in Frankfort.
It is very brisk.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be very brisk all day, I have a feeling. So.
Yep.
I'm trying to come up with something a little different than what we've been asking here, but what for you guys, what is the next big promotion going to be downtown now?
Obviously, we are not going to be doing the trick-or-treat on the square, so our next big promotion will be Christmas, the Christmas season.
Okay, but also, you're going to lose a few things from that, aren't you? More than likely.
Yes.
More than likely.
We will, yes. We will not be doing the Santa Express simply because it's tight quarters for an extended period of time and people are shoulder to shoulder. So, we have decided that that's going to be put on hold for this year. However, we are working with Santa and trying to figure out all of that as far as how kids can still visit with Santa and do it safely. We're working with the merchants on their holiday promotions and what they're going to be doing. And we have a feeling that Santa is going to be visiting several of the shops throughout the holiday season, especially coming up here probably the first or middle of November. So we've got some things planned for the holiday season for sure. It won't be like it has been in the past, but we are reaching out to any churches or youth groups that want to do some Christmas caroling. You know, we're putting together some things like that. So our Christmas season is definitely going to be different than what it has been in the past, but we're going to make the best of it.
You know, and the other thing besides being disappointed, we're getting into areas that are just uncharted territory because we've never done these things other than what we have done now that's been canceled.
Exactly. But, you know, I mean, we're in the same, our community is in the same boat as every other community in the United States. You know, we're having to figure out how to think differently about things and just come up with some different ideas. So, you know, this is what we call pivoting with our merchants. You know, when you're in a ball game, you've got to be willing to turn and change and do whatever it takes to make it work. So that's what we're working on right now is working with the merchants, trying to get everybody on the same page so that we're all, you know, focusing on the same type of promotions. We do have a scavenger hunt that they're working on. That should be a lot of fun. Where I'm getting excited about that. So that'll start Small Business Saturday. We're getting excited about it. It's kind of fun to be able to be back in the planning mode again.
Now, also the fact that a lot of the windows downtown are being painted for Halloween, and then as soon as that's over, they'll switch over to Christmas, right?
Yes, they will. Yes, and this year's theme we're keeping the same theme as what we had last year. We felt that that was kind of appropriate with coronavirus being, you know, such a thing this year. So, we had the Grinch theme last year, so we're going to keep that. Because he might be able to put a little damper on our Christmas season, but he can't steal Christmas, so.
You know, some people might think
I love that.
Some people might think the coronavirus is the Grinch.
Exactly. I love that, Kim. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, I can't take credit for that. That's my committee.
Okay. Well,
right.
Yeah,
but still.
That's good. And, you know, in the end, the Grinch has the heart, right? And it all works out in the end.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
That's exactly what, you know, we keep telling the merchants. And, you know, Ken, I heard you just before, you guys were talking just before about some of the businesses maybe not having done as well or not doing as well right now as what they have in the past. You know, I tried to get around to a majority of the businesses. I'm getting ready to have some surgery later today. And so I tried to get around to everybody to just kind of touch base and see how things are going, and I will tell you, I am so proud of every single one of them. They have done extremely well.
Yes.
Some of them have stepped out of the box and are doing some fun things that are different, that is bringing recognition to their business and bringing business through their doors. You know, and the really exciting thing is, we're bringing people from outside of Clinton County in.
Yeah.
So they're seeing what's happening. So I'm excited. I think that we are, yes, we're going to probably have some casualties. You know, we've already lost a few businesses in the county. I don't know whether it was coronavirus, you know, affiliated with that or not. You know, it's just, it's a tough call, and this is a tough time for people, but, you know, I'm excited. I feel like our economy is starting to bounce back. I feel like our businesses are stronger than they've ever been as far as, you know, they've got a vision in front of them. They've got a, you know, they're concentrating on what they can do and not what they can't do.
Yeah.
And we've just decided we're moving forward.
The other thing is, I think it's encouraging, Kim, to see businesses helping each other, right? You know, they're all so supportive of each other and helping each other out in any way possible. I've heard a couple different instances. I don't want to mention names or anything, but it's just, it's good to see everybody working together, you know, spearheaded with you guys, of course.
It is. And, you know, in a lot of the windows, you will see a sign that says, "We are Main Street." And they may not be a downtown business, because Main Street is not just Frankfort Main Street, Kim Stevens, and my board. Main Street is every single business in our community working together to be successful. And, you know, I think that, you know, we have, hopefully we've been an integral part of that, but, you know, it's also everybody doing their part and stepping up to help each other. Like I said, I could not be more proud of our businesses and our leadership in this community. You know, I was just on a call this week, actually on Monday, with a Southern Indiana Main Street program. And, you know, it's just, it's sad because I was where they were 18 years, or, you know, where they are now 18 years ago. And so I know how that, you know, just looking at a successful community and going, man, someday, you know, and I'm not the most patient person in the world when it comes to that, but, you know, I can look back now and say, okay, I learned a lot in the process, and our merchants learned a lot in the process, and, you know, the question was yesterday, how did you know what to do, you know, when we were shut down? I said, well, the only thing I know to do is when you get knocked down, you get back up and you look at what you need to be doing next. You don't sit there and wait for someone to come and do it for you. So, you know, as a community, I felt like we needed to get back up on the horse immediately, you know, because if not, you're going to be paralyzed in fear. And that's when other businesses are going to pass you up and you're going to be the casualty. So, you know, it's our philosophy. We're going to get up and we're going to fight to the last breath. And, you know, hopefully we have some really good successes that come out of it.
And then when next year rolls around, you're going to be stronger than ever and ready to go forward when you get, if and when we all get the green light to go do that.
Well, and that's what we're hoping. I mean, the really fun thing about this has been, and, you know, as much as I've hated how this has affected a lot of people and a lot of lives in a very negative way, you know, I'm a very optimistic person, and I like to look at, okay, what good can come from this? And there have been so many great things that have come from this. It's caused us all to stop and pause and kind of reflect and to be able to plan and to be able to know that, hey, I'm not in this by myself. I'm not the only one in this boat. I got a lot of people on my side, and, you know, a lot of people are rowing and they're in the same direction. So, you know, I think that our community is going to, you know, our goal for 2020, and we set this early in 2019, was to become Destination Downtown Frankfort and to teach our businesses how to become destination businesses. And so we're working on that one step at a time, and it's working. So I'm excited.
Okay. Are we missing anything we need to talk about before we let you go?
Not that I can think of. I just appreciate you guys letting us come on and have this platform to talk about our businesses and the successes that are going on. And obviously, you know, we're willing to talk about those things that aren't so successful as well. But fortunately, we're moving in a good direction.
Okay. Kim, as always, thanks for the time. Best of luck to everybody downtown, and you take good care, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
All right, you too.
You too, Kim, and best of luck on your surgery later today. That is the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision.